Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Very good morning, everyone. Welcome along. It is Pete Evans, and this is Spinning Jazz. And that was recorded in Los Angeles in 1964, but it came out on the Chicago Cadet label. And it was Lou Donaldson. Possum Head is the album, and that was Farnese. And it featured Donaldson on alto sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Ray Crawford was playing guitar, Bill Dixon on drums, Cleopas Mapadido Morris. Could be Leo Morris, a.k.a. Idris Muhammad, on the congas, and Big John Patton was playing the organ.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
from 1958 on the Argo label. That was drummer J.C. Hurd and his band, featuring Charlie Foulkes on baritone saxophone, Johnny Pate on bass. He arranged the album as well. J.C. Hurd on the drums, Dave Hurd also on drums, Frank West on flute, Ron L. Bright on piano, Benny Powell on trombone, and Joe Newman was playing the trumpet. Before that, another track with J.C. Hurd on the drums, this time from 61. It was Gene Ammons from his album Jug on Prestige Records, and the tune we heard was Seed Shack. Gene Ammons on tenor saxophone, Richard Wyons on piano that time, Doug Watkins on bass, Ray Barretto was on the congas, and we are heading to 1957 and the Blue Note 1500 series. Curtis Fuller's first album, The Opener. This is a tune written by Oscar Pettiford called Oscalypso, and on this tune you're going to hear Curtis Fuller's trombone and Hank Mobley's tenor saxophone, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor at the drums. It is Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live, it's Sunday morning. Thank you. the big Texas tenor of Don Wilkerson from 1962, recorded in New Jersey at Rudy Van Gelder's, came out on Blue Note Records, the album Preach Brother, and that was Camp Meeting, Don Wilkerson's tenor sax, accompanied by Grant Green on guitar, Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins was playing the drums. We're moving to 71 now on the mainstream record label. This is Art Farmer's album Homecoming, and his rendition of Kenny Durham's Blue Bossa, and on this track Art Farmer's flugelhorn is accompanied by Jimmy Heath on tenor, soprano and flute, his son James Foreman Mtume on conga drums, Sam Jones, builder Samuel Jones, very formally on the album sleeve, is on bass, Cedar Walton's on piano, Warren Smith Jr. is on percussion, and Billy Higgins is playing the drums.
Thank you.
recorded in Chicago in 1964, came out on Argo Records, that is Sonny Stitt and Benny Green together. The album is My Main Man, and that was Our Day Will Come, and the dynamic duo on the front line of Benny Green on trombone and Sonny Stitt on alto and tenor saxophones was accompanied by Bobby Buster on organ, Joe DiOrio on guitar, and Dorrell Anderson, a new name to me, was playing the drums. And if you feel that there's a bit of a high tempo, groovy feel, dancey feel to this week's Spinning Jazz, maybe it's appropriate because next Sunday, Easter Day, there's a special event down at the Crooks Social Club, Milestones Jazz Dance All Day, featuring the legendary Paul Murphy DJing, along with Shade, Dean Allegre, Angela Kendall, James Sirikos, and our own Ashley Grimshaw. It's from 2 till 11, although I think Paul said it was till midnight. Anyway, recommended. I'm going to be down there myself listening to some dancey, groovy jazz for most of the afternoon and evening next Sunday, the 20th of April, Easter Day. Recommended, Milestones at Crooks Social Club. And keeping up with that sort of mood, this is Walter Bishop Jr. from his 1971 album on Black Jazz Records, Coral Keys. This is the title track, and his piano is accompanied by Reggie Johnson on bass and Idris Muhammad at the drums. And we also hear on this track Harold Vick, the great Harold Vick, is playing the flute. It's Spinning Jazz at Sheffield Live. It's Pete Evans all the way through till 11 each and every week. We groove to the sounds of jazz. has become one of the most in-demand albums of recent times. Although it was recorded in 63, it was Ellington Tenorman, Paul Gonsalves, when he was in the UK. He recorded an album called Boom Jackie Boom Chick, and that was the title track. And he was accompanied by a crack British rhythm section of pianist Pat Smythe, bass player Kenny Napper and drummer Ronnie Stevenson, and Paul Gonsalves on tenor saxophone there. And we're going to head up to 10 o'clock with some Coltrane.